On today's show, welcome to the final week of the regular season where the champs are looking like the champs again. Squint real hard and you can see the Miami Heat looking like their NBA finalist selves. Luka Doncic is ejected for a hit to the groin, but there's good news for the Mavs, and the Clippers probably felt like they took a shot to the groin, losing to the Knicks. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Monday, May 10th. Hey, good Monday morning to you, everybody. Let's start with the Suns-Lakers, because the seventh-seeded champs know how to flip the switch, and Anthony Davis absolutely did. Still with no LeBron, Anthony Davis had his best game of the season, dominating the front court of the second-seeded Suns with a season-high 42 to go along with 12 boards, 5 assists, 3 steals, and 3 blocks. What a difference an all-world player playing to his capabilities makes. And this was coming off a game where Anthony Davis looked like himself Friday versus the Blazers with 36. Anthony Davis is such a matchup problem when he's going. The Suns started 6-7, Torrey Craig too small on Anthony Davis, and they tried to front him. Head coach Monty Williams is going to have to find an answer if they meet in the postseason, which could happen. It's not their usual power forward, 6'6", Jay Crowder. DeAndre Ayton coming over from center, and the Suns figuring out someone else on Andre Drummond at that center spot is probably the answer. Anthony Davis's uniqueness is one big reason the Lakers swept the season series from the Suns. This would be a matchup, if it all ended today, if the Lakers won their first game in the play-in tournament, but the Suns don't want to see LA. And maybe they won't have to. The Lakers still could avoid the play-in tournament. LA would have to be 2 games better than the 6th-seeded Portland the rest of the way, going, for instance, 4-0 while Portland went 2-2, or 3-1 while Portland went 1-3. And with the way their schedules look, it's possible. The first-seeded Jazz also don't want the Lakers in the play-in tournament. And they can help out by beating the Blazers on Wednesday. And with the talk that LeBron is looking good in practice and the fact that this team just showed they are able to turn it on with what is still the number one defense on their side, with good news about Dennis Schroeder coming back later this week, and everyone healthy otherwise, they are still the favorite in the Western Conference. Although, as it stands, the Lakers would play the Warriors to start the West play-in tournament, and I just have to share this clip of Steph Curry being asked about it. I'll verbalize for all of you listening, because Steph doesn't say a word.
Think the league might enjoy Lakers-Warriors 7-8 in the play-in?
This is Steph nodding his head. Nod. It's not saying anything. Head nod.
That's a meme.
Head nod. That's about 15 seconds of head nods. On to a story that affects Stephen Curry. Russell Westbrook tied Oscar Robertson for the all-time lead with 181 career triple-doubles this past weekend. Russ could pass Big O as early as today, Monday, versus the Hawks. And that likelihood increased when it was announced Bradley Beal won't play Monday with a hamstring injury. The ball will be in Russ's hands plenty. Beal's injury isn't too worrisome because the Wizards, should be in the play-in tournament regardless. Their magic number to get in is 2, and his injury doesn't appear serious. Single game elimination was designed for Russell Westbrook. Beal's absence affects the scoring title, though, as Steph has taken the lead with 31.9 to Beal's 31.4. That is a race. Let's stick in the East. Miami-Boston in an afternoon tilt Sunday, battle of 6 versus 7. The Heat looking a little like the bubble Heat again from last year. Everyone chipping in early and Jimmy Butler closing the game late. Everyone's a weapon on this Miami Heat team. Look, could be just wishful thinking on my part, hoping for a worthy Eastern Conference participant. But squint hard, and you can see last year's Cinderella team. They've got 2 key components back, which really make it work. Tyler Hero back from injury, averaging 19.5 in his last 2 games since his return. We all remember Bubble Hero. That was a revelation. And Goran Dragic hasn't come back recently, but he's playing a little bit more like himself. He's averaging 16 points per game in the last 6. And he looks like he has more juice. This is more eye test than stats, but Dragic needs to find that flow because we know he is capable. Trevor Ariza has been good since the trade. Duncan Robinson stays hot. Kendrick Nunn playing well. They've got the personnel. They're up 13 after 1 quarter with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo having each only taken 1 shot. And then Miami was up 26 at half over the Celtics. And Butler closed the game late when the game got a little bit closer. He finished with 26 points. The Heat controlled an important game in terms of the standings. They play one more time Tuesday versus Boston, a game Boston will need if they want to catch the Heat for six to stay out of the play-in tournament. I can squint as hard as I possibly can, but I can't see the Celtics from last year's Eastern Conference Finals. They just aren't playing to their capabilities. Speaking of worthy Eastern Conference playoffs participants, the New York Knicks visited the Clippers on Sunday. Painful game for the Clippers for many reasons. First, watching Derrick Rose perform against them when it could have been them who acquired him earlier in the season and had him coming off their bench. Rose had 19 first half points to keep the Knicks afloat while Julius Randle struggled. The pull-ups from the mid-range, the floaters that kind of look awkward, but they're Derrick Rose kind of floaters, so they're going to go in. 9 of 10 in the first half for Derrick Rose. He ended with 25. Also painful for the Clippers, fans in the Staples Center cheering for the Knicks. Even with limited fans in the arena, there was a solid Knicks contingent that was even chanting MVP for Randle at the line. The Clip held Randle to 14 points and still lost. Randle came through in the clutch. Here is a tiny worry as well about Kawhi Leonard. Rough game Sunday versus the Knicks, hit only 9 of 26. But it's not that he missed, it's that he hasn't had a heavy workload recently. Played in 4 games since an injury. Been on a minutes restriction, and it was the first time he took 20 shots in over a month, and it didn't go well. Hopefully for the Clip, he gets more comfy carrying a heavy load in their final 4 games, although he also got banged up in this game, falling hard to the floor. And final Clippers worry, Serge Ibaka, their starting center, hasn't played in 2 months because of back soreness. He may come back in the team's final 4 games, but his integration could hamper the Clippers if he's not playing well out of the gate. And I guess that's why they grabbed DeMarcus Cousins as insurance. The Clippers have done fine without Serge, but his true value is supposed to be in the postseason, providing more space when defenses get tighter on Kawhi Leonard and Paul George to complement Ivica Zubac or DeMarcus Cousins to give some space to their superstars. And we could have a rematch of Clippers-Mavericks in the first round if Luka Doncic can stay on the court these final few games to help his team win. The Mavericks maintain their grip over the Blazers and Lakers of fifth in the Western Conference. With a rout over the Cavs, Luka Doncic was ejected for giving Colin Sexton a tap below the belt on a box out slash I'm angry at you for pushing me play. It was a flagrant 2 ejection and not a technical foul, which is good news for the Mavs because Luka has 15 techs on the season. I've got a bet with 4 morning poops here on the stream team. Yes, that's his name. That's his actual name. That Luka will not get another tech because if he gets one more tech, he will be suspended for a game. Good news for the Mavericks there. They win. The West play-in tournament teams have yet to be decided. Pelicans, Hornets, despite Terry Rozier's career high 43 and despite not having Zion Williamson for the foreseeable future with a fractured finger, the Pelicans kept their play-in tourney hopes alive with a comeback win. The 11th-seeded Pelicans have to be 2 games better than the 10th-seeded Spurs the rest of the way. So if the Spurs go 0-5, which is possible with their schedule, the Pels would need to go 2-2 in their final 4, which would be a challenge considering their schedule. But it's possible. If the Spurs win 1 game, the Pels would have to go 3-1, and they visit Memphis, Dallas, and Golden State, and they're home to the Lakers on the final day of the sched. Looking even further down in the Western Conference bracket, the Kings kept their very slim play-in tournament hopes alive in a win over the Thunder. Zach LaVine and Nikola Vucevic had their best game at the same time since Vuce came over in the trade. LaVine had 30, Vuce had 29 for the Bulls in a win over Detroit. The Bulls are technically still alive for the East play-in tourney. With the final week here upon us, Timberwolves, Magic, there was an extremely emotional Mother's Day moment pregame where Karl Anthony Towns embraced his dad in the wake of losing his mom, Jackie, just over a year ago. Towns went out and dropped 27 in a win over Orlando and said it's his family that gives him the strength that he needs to do what he does on the floor. Tough night for the Towns family. I hope you have the strength to have a great week. Make sure you check out Monday's full episode of No Dunks, Winners and Losers, plus some very important wedgie news. I will be back Tuesday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. I'll talk to you then.